Hi, everyone. Brett McCray here on the Northern Ag Network with your noon market report. Leaders of the Montana Stock Growers Association are finishing up their time in Washington, D.C. this week at the 2024 Legislative Conference. Ranchers and staff have met with congressional representatives to discuss the issues important to cattlemen and women in the Treasure State. Last week, I spoke with Second Vice President Turk Stovall in Miles City at the Stock Growers' most recent producer profitability meeting. Turk said that this week's meeting with Montana's congressional delegation is crucial for getting action on issues like the death tax, labor challenges, and barriers to entry for young people.
And so really the next step is we are going to share this story with our elected officials in D.C., and we'll be talking about it. Our staff is already visiting with surrounding state cattle organizations, and there's even some other states saying, hey, we want to do that. And so for the next chapter is we need to get this in front of our elected officials, and we need to take some of these topics and really get something done in Congress.
The Montana Stock Growers will release a report on producer profitability at its mid-year meeting in Miles City, May 28th through the 30th. And a quick look at crop survey reports on the Montana Market Manager website gives some insight on planting conditions and progress around the state. In Carter County, moisture conditions were good to start the week, but strong winds have been a concern. Boyd Heilig in Fergus County reports stop-and-go seeding progress thanks to intermittent rain and snow, plus concerns about wide temperature swings and their effect on the crop. Irrigators report that below-average snowpack is cause for judicious use of what they expect to be limited water supplies. More ag news after this.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence, Justified, and many more. Mini bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. April 19th. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
The Bureau of Land Management has extended the public comment period on a proposed carbon sequestration project in Carter County, which will now end May 17th. The BLM is planning to partner with Denbury Carbon Solutions to build a carbon storage facility on more than 100,000 acres of land south of Ekalaka, where 15 deep wells would be drilled and injected with CO2, storing carbon from the Denbury, Cedar Creek, Anticline pipeline deep underground. The Montana Stock Growers Association has submitted comments in opposition to this project. The proposed acreage consists almost entirely of federal grazing leases, and Stock Growers raises concerns that carbon storage facilities and infrastructure will disrupt grazing, wildlife habitat, and potentially harm water quality. Hormel Foods is the latest U.S. pork producer to reach a settlement in the ongoing allegations of a price-fixing conspiracy in the meat industry. The first settlement round, Hormel will pay almost $2.5 million to the commercial indirect purchaser class in the case. Meat and Poultry says court documents reveal this is the third settlement between commercial and institutional indirect purchasers following earlier settlements with JBS and Smithfield Foods. The monetary relief in the case is now up to more than $57 million. The price-fixing litigation dates back to 2018.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
In the cattle market, most contracts are higher heading into this noon hour. This morning, Thursday's export report showed beef net sales 30% higher than last week and up 27% for the prior four-week average. That's an encouraging sign for the market, but something traders haven't acted on, as we've yet to see substantial live cattle cash trade yet this week. Box beef prices are lower. Choice cuts down 71 cents at $2.96.10. Select down $1.50 at $2.89.38. Taking a look at the market, April feeder cattle up $1.07 at $2.41.50. May up $1.97 at $2.42.25. April live cattle down 7 cents at $1.80.82. June off 2 pennies at $1.75.30. Lean hogs off 37 cents in May at $94.55. June down 72 cents at $1.02. And yesterday in Chinook, 54 yearling bulls sold as part of the Milk River Angus Association averaged $6,773 a head.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Belt Camp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
Wheat markets are just moderately higher heading into this Thursday noon hour. For wheat exports from the U.S., there's a good chance that they will reach USDA's predicted 710 million bushel export estimate. However, that's going to be the lowest level in over 50 years from the U.S. Weather factors also continue to affect markets. Here in the Northwest and Northern Plains, we got some beneficial moisture, but the Southern Plains remain dry. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat up 5 3/4 in May at 578, July up 7 1/4 at 576. Minneapolis, hard red spring wheat up 7 1/4 in May at 640, July up 5 3/4 at 645. Chicago, soft red winter wheat up 1.5 cents in May at 538, July up 2.5 at 554. May corn down 2 1/4 at 428, July off 3 1/4 at 437. Soybeans down 11 cents in the spot May contract, $11.38. July down 11 3/4 at $11.52. So far today, cash grain bids out in Portland up 6 cents for 12 protein winter wheat from $6.50 to $6.63. 14 pro spring wheat up 8 cents from $7.27 to $7.37 a bushel. I'm Brett McRae on the Northern Ag Network.